So here's a headline you may not have expected to hear us say. The beaver is back. You know, it's been something like 150 years since the beaver made its presence known along the Detroit and Rouge Rivers. The hardy little critters were done in by trappers and then by toxic water. But there are very encouraging signs that beaver and other species are enjoying a resurgence in Michigan. John Hartig is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and he joins us now. John, you seem pretty happy about this news.
It's a great news for our region.
Well, what are the signs that are telling you that beaver are indeed back in southeast Michigan?
Well, in 2008, we first discovered some beaver at the Connors Creek power plant at the upper end of the Detroit River. And they came in, built a lodge, and had a couple of pups. And just in the last month and a half, some workers at the River Rouge power plant noticed some trees being felled into the river and the bark being stripped off of it. And obviously, you would only think it would be a beaver. And so then they started seeing more and more in the piles of wood chips. And think about this. During the fur trade era, we literally hunted beaver to extinction. We literally eliminated all of them east of the Mississippi River. And then during the peak of the Industrial Revolution, mm-hmm. say from during the 40s through the 70s, there were few pollution controls, and there was so much oil in the river that the beaver could not survive because the oiled fur becomes matted and they lose their ability to trap air and water, which they need to maintain body temperature. So they would have died. So now that the river is cleaner, and there is some food for them in terms of the trees, we have a few beaver coming back. And we've seen them in, as I mentioned, Connors Creek Power Plant, River Rouge Power Plant. They're in an inland lake in the headwaters, the Rouge River. They're at University of Michigan Dearborn campus on the Rouge River. And they're over in Crosswinds Marsh. That's five locations in the Detroit River watershed. They've also been seen down at Sterling State Park in Monroe and across the river at in the lake over at Point Pelee National Park. So if you think about that from an ecological perspective, the beaver are expanding their range. And what a great story for us is to have beaver in our backyard.
You actually call this, John Hardy, you called it one of the most dramatic ecological recovery stories in North America?
Yes, during World War II, Michigan United Conservation Clubs called the Detroit River the most polluted river in Michigan because of the amount of oil. It was incredible. Think of Lake Erie in the 60s on the front of Time magazine as Lake Erie is dead because of phosphorus pollution and algal blooms.
I absolutely remember those headlines.
So that was the peak. So we had one of the most polluted rivers in North America. And now, just in the last, five or more years, we've seen the return of lake sturgeon for the first time in 30 years reproducing in the Detroit River. We've seen the return of lake whitefish reproducing for the first time since 1916. Mm. We've seen walleye that were in a crisis state back in the 70s, and now we're part of the walleye capital of the world. They're an exceptional state. We had no bald eagles for 25 years. They're back nesting and producing young in seven locations here. We had peregrine falcons that were not reproducing for 25 years. And they're back in downtown Detroit on skyscrapers and in the Ambassador Bridge producing young. We had no osprey producing in this region, and we have osprey at the lower end of the river now, first time since the 1890s. If you add the beaver to that, it represents one of the most single greatest ecological recovery stories in North America, and that's in our backyard.
Does this say more about the tenacity of the species, or does it say that Michigan has truly done a noticeably good job in cleaning things up?
I think it says something that, the environmental improvement of the river has laid the foundation for this ecological recovery. Are we done? Absolutely not. We have more to do to clean up the legacy in terms of contaminated sediments and contaminated brownfields. We've got exotic species. We've got the runoff off our lands that we have to deal with. We have global warming. We have some big challenges ahead, but it's really good to see that we have made these tremendous strides and improving the quality of the Detroit River, and as a result of that, these unique, charismatic megafauna returning to the Detroit River.
And isn't it lucky for these beaver in 2013, there's no demand for those shiny men's hats like they were in the 1800s that led to them being trapped out.
Absolutely.
But you really have to give those little critters their props for the role they played in really helping build Detroit, true? Because it was the traders that were trading those beaver pelts that helped this whole Great Lakes region become what it
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. There were, this region from Lake Erie to Saginaw Bay was, had more beaver than any other regions. And so the French, when they came here, they founded Detroit, and Cadillac built a fort and to protect the strait and to have a competitive advantage for the fur trade. So what amazing story. The important part of our past, it's also an important part of our future.
So little original Detroit citizens are back at it.
Yes.
John Hartig is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thanks for talking with us on Stateside, John.
Thanks so much, Cindy.